So we're getting all this lovely audio.
Audio.
Welcome to Extra Credit, where we take a little time after the episode to talk about some of the stuff that we just don't have time to talk about in the regular episode because we're unorganized like that. We just like to be unorganized, and Chad is munching away on a white chocolate Reese's peanut butter.
Okay, first of all, I'm already done eating this thing. So nobody has to be the wiser about
it. We literally were like, wait, we're going to do the episode. Chad's like, I don't care. I'm going to go get me Reese's peanut butter egg.
I have time to eat an Easter egg if I want to eat an Easter egg.
I am so good.
Which I did. Yes. So, don't use that audio. It's disgusting. Nobody likes saliva sounds, okay?
Welcome to Extra Credit. So we wanted to talk about something that was unique about this particular film. So obviously, one of the...
Actually relates.
Oh my god. We are not doing an ASMR episode, okay? This is not one of those. What was that?
That was me making a point.
He was... Okay.
It relates.
It
Keep
relates.
Talking.
It relates. So...
Good night.
One of the unique things about this film...
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't...
But you can't feed him a Reese's peanut butter egg. One of the unique things about this film is that you have to be very mindful about which theater or where you go and see this film.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing it with John Q. Public.
Yes.
Which already has, you should consider that for any movie, anytime, anyway. But yeah, this one in particular, there are some specific drawbacks to seeing the movie in a crowd.
So this film, like we said, we've stated it in our previous episode. If you haven't seen it, check out Lesson 108, A Quiet Place, where we talk about that film and why the film is so quiet. Obviously, we're not going to get into that here, but three quarters of this film is pretty much almost silence. It's like ambient sounds, you know, outside, what the outside sounds like, slight whispers. But one of the things you have to keep in mind is when the film's audio is that low, you hear
everything.
Absolutely everything.
In that theater. So one of the things I kind of wanted to mention to you guys is, have you guys ever had just a really bad experience in a movie theater where, like, people just have no regard in terms of what's playing in the movies?
Well, normally I'm really good at just tuning other people out.
I can't do
I can do that. Like, if someone's having a side convo.
Oh, my gosh.
I can remember a film that, Eddie, you and I saw with a friend of ours. We were each on either side of her. And there was somebody kind of up and I think behind you that was like basically had the flu or something and was like hacking and coughing. And you could just feel the germs spreading all over everybody.
It was pretty
in
gross.
That area. It was disgusting.
I remember that.
I would have asked for a refund.
I mean, it was disgusting. I mean, it's not like he threw up, but he was like phlegm coughing and would not leave. We turned around and glared at him a few times.
Several
other times,
people
turned and glared at him. Like, please have a consideration for everyone else in this theater and go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah.
That's the one that comes to mind is like, that was truly disgusting.
Well, because I think in that same instance, while that was happening, there was another person who was actually talking throughout the entire movie.
Why did they say?
He was doing that, and he was saying how the movie itself was like this giant conspiracy thing that the government was using and blah, blah, blah. Like, he was literally...
What movie was this?
We can't remember for the
life
of us.
I don't remember either. I'm like, I don't know what movie it was.
Probably because we didn't watch it all. We were too busy turning around.
The sound really just, you know, got in the way. The audience sound. John Q. Public.
So, Spence, there's never been a time... Like, at all, period? Like, you've never had a moment where your experience was just ruined because somebody got up and was like, oh my god, did you see that? Or something ridiculous?
No, not before this movie.
So, we say all that. I asked that question because when you're going to go see this film, when those silent parts happen, it's kind of like a group effort. You have to make sure that you scout your theater before you go in there. If you see... Oh, that looks like somebody who's going to be making a lot of noise because they're already being loud now. Or, oh my gosh, that person got the extra crinkly bag of potato chips when they decided to come to the theater.
Okay, here's movie etiquette 101, people.
Yes.
Open your freaking bags before the movie starts. There are 30 minutes of movie previews in front of the actual movie. There is no excuse anymore for you to be doing all of this bag crinkling.
But that bag crinkling is important. Like, if you open it 30 minutes beforehand, all that air gets in your bag, and then they're less crisp.
You are probably one of those people. He's probably one of those people that, since he's so good at tuning people out, I think that's what all those people are doing. I don't care what anybody's going to do.
Spencer's actually the worst offender.
We've had a spy in our midst. What kind of juju is this?
Oh, no. I've been found out. Send reports back.
It's one of those instances where, unless you know for sure that everybody in the theater is going to be, you know, super quiet, or, I mean, obviously you can't, which is kind of why I'm saying this, you know, to be ironic, but unless you know that, be ready to hear some stuff that you're not used to hearing in the theaters. Case in point,
the movie is not filling the space with sound the way any other movie does.
Case in point, because of the fact that me and Spence actually saw the film at a separate time than Chad did, so me and Spence had a separate experience from Chad. But I know when we went to go see the movie, there were so many people coughing.
Yeah, I know
a
few people coughing.
So many people this is a press screener, so you're not supposed to have your phone on, and somebody's phone was on.
Okay, there was one person. Normally when I hear a phone, I'm like, gosh, whatever.
And it wasn't even a recent ringtone. It was like some kind of MIDI tone kind of.
Yeah, this person's phone went off, and I just turned in their direction, and I was like, how dare you? Like, security! Security! I know you heard that. Take this person out of the theater.
How dare you?
I would have loved to have seen that in the movie theaters. Like, I would have given anything to hear Spencer turn and say, how dare you?
Please do that next time.
Oh, my gosh. We should just go to the movie theaters just to see Spencer do that at a screening for this movie. I would love to see that. But you get...
Okay, you leave your phone on. I'll call you, and then we'll both get tossed. All three get tossed, because Spencer will then make a public disturbance.
It's really interesting, because, like, normally you don't have to worry about sounds. Obviously, if you're going to go see a movie, there's going to be a lot of music, there's going to be a soundtrack, there's going to be, like you were mentioning in the previous episode we were talking, there's going to be Foley work, there's going to be, you know, loud action sounds or whatnot. There's going to be enough audio to fill in the space. And as engaging, I think this is part of the issue. The film is too engaging.
I think that the part of the issue is there's a bunch of rude people around who don't think about the impact that their self-centered little experience impacts the folks around them. I think that's a common problem because, I mean, people will bring young kids and babies into R-rated movies and then they're screaming and the parents don't want to leave. And it's like, they shouldn't be in here in the first place. Yep. Negative. Thumbs down to you. Not to them, but to you. You made a bad call bringing them here. People, again, will open their freaking bags when the real movie starts or 30 minutes into the movie. Spencer. They will talk to each other through the movie. I mean, come on. It's not rocket science. You're not the only person in the room. Think about your sound profile.
You would think it is, though.
You both are right, actually. Because I think this movie has you so laser focused on it that any type of like extra noise you just immediately picked up on. Because if you're sitting there trying to be as quiet as possible, you're going to notice someone with a tiny cough. Just even if they're in the back of the theater, you will hear it.
Oh, can I tell you something that happened in my theater
when
I saw this movie? So, yeah, you hear everything. I had no idea that my sense of hearing was as good as it is until I watched this movie and I could hear everything up in like 12 rows behind me, whatever.
Chad apparently turned into Daredevil.
No, this never happens. In our theater, there was a person about 4 or 5 rows behind my row who sneezed, obviously. I'm not really super cheesed at people who have to sneeze because you don't know that it's coming and you don't want your eyes to explode out of your head because you're holding it in. So
what?
You sneeze.
Does that actually happen?
Allegedly. So this person sneezed and the individual 2 seats away from me, so 4 or 5 rows lower down, right? The person 2 people away from me whispered, "Bless you." And the person 4 or 5 rows up said, "Thank you." You could hear it. Like, you could hear the whispered exchange of "bless you" and "thank you" in the middle of this theater. That's how quiet the movie is and how much you're able to notice.
So that's a really interesting story.
It's amazing.
It was awesome.
there is still a deadly act that is done in theaters that even in this film, you probably couldn't hear it, but it's still a bad thing. So I went to a movie theater one time. I think it was with my family. And I kid you guys not, the person behind me would not stop farting silently.
Oh, no.
It smelled like hot dogs and bologna the entire movie. I think my grandma...
did not need that detail.
My grandma...
for the record, listeners, we did not know he was going to take it that far off the rails that quick. We did not... We'd never need to hear.
If I knew this was the story, I would have disapproved that from the beginning.
They were not...
Spencer, please.
They were not loud. They were silent.
How dare you?
And I think the worst part about it all is that I think my grandma was with us. And right as soon as we were done with the movie, she's like, I'm in the mood for a hot dog. I'm like, Grandma, no.
No, you know... Why are you throwing your grandmother under the bus in our extra credit episode for this movie?
I'm telling you the truth. There was a dude who had...
I think I want a hot dog.
There was a guy with extra octane in the tank.
How dare you? How dare you? Poor abuela.
So I think even if you do go to a place that may be as quiet as a church mouse or whatever it may be, be aware, what is the person behind you eating?
You should be aware. You literally hear everything in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because to Spencer's point, you are laser focused on any sound at all. There were sounds that happened in the theater that I wasn't sure if they were happening on the screen. So I was like, who is stomping in the other room? Nope, just somebody stomping down the stairs to go to the bathroom in our theater.
That reminds me.
But I thought that it was, I was like, oh my gosh, is one of the kids in the house stomping around? Why would they do that? But then I thought, you know, maybe it's the girl who's deaf, so she doesn't know the amount of sound that she's making at any given point in time because she can't hear it. Anyway, it was somebody stomping down the stairs to go to the restroom out of our theater.
At our theater, it was next to a highway. I heard some motor.
Yes.
And I was like, oh no, someone's riding into this house with a car or something. But no, because the characters didn't reference it. So I was like, oh, that's here.
Wow.
It was loud enough that you could hear it through the walls while everybody was dead
silent.
Which
was crazy.
Yeah. Makes you wonder how they soundproof those theaters. It's incredible.
And not to be self-centered, but it further underscores the point that I made in our main episode about A Quiet Place regarding creature design. If we can hear things through walls because we're focused on being quiet, then a creature that hunts by sound and is focused on any kind of sound ever anywhere should be able to hear more than they do. Anyway, I'm off the soapbox again now.
Chad, I really like your shirt.
boo. How dare you?
So, yeah, be wary of where you decide to watch your movies at. And I'm going to be pretty honest right now. I'm from another part of town normally, like where I used to live before here. So I know what it's like when you go to the theater with those folks who feel like the conversation that is happening on screen is including them as well, and they feel the need to respond. I say that because I actually have family who do that. And actually, my wife did it once when we went to go see It. So I say all that to say, be very mindful of the types, you know, the crowds that are going in there, if it's going to be super loud, if they're going to be boisterous, whatever. If you're wanting to have a great experience with this film, just keep this in mind. This is probably the number one thing you should be most aware of. I think the most important thing.
I would also say it's remarkable how many people also are going to take umbrage with the sounds generated by the crowd. We had numerous people shushing in our theater. Like, across the theater, somebody would crinkle a bag or start talking to their seatmate, and you would have 6 or 7 people from around the entire theater saying, shh, because you can hear all of it, because the movie is making you focus on sound, or the lack thereof. So you've got more comrades than you think, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm still surprised you haven't had an experience, Spence. It's kind of scaring me Because now I'm really starting to think that you are one of those people.
No, I normally don't eat food during the theater, so.
But you still could talk. You could.
I don't talk to other people in the theater.
Then what are you, Spencer? What?
Spencer is a silent partner.
Never mind.
Yeah, skip over that.
Well, like we said, just be mindful of where you go, what you do, where you see it, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, Spence, why don't you give us that lovely outro again since you did it last time?
Oh gosh, what? Oh, right! I'm sorry,
it's only our second outing, folks, with this extra credit thing.
So. I'm like, what are we talking about? Hey, this has been Extra Credit with the Film Philosophers. We'll see you next time.
That works.